11. Time not lost. I first met her at the university 8 years ago. My major was anthropology and hers was history. We fell in love and wed, but 3 months later she announced her intention to annul the marriage. She said that I never seemed interested in talking about history, and that my apathy annoyed her. She moved away and I never anticipated seeing her again. Then I ran into her last year while attending an annual convention at the university. She had passed to me an anonymous note that simply said, "Look behind you." I had no idea it would be her. Now she teaches an American history class at the university. She is truly an anomaly among history professors. She stimulates interest in history by taking her students to historic sites and having them experience antiquity in person. It thrills them to annotate their textbooks with first-hand information. Her anomalous teaching method draws a large number of students. Last month, I joined her class for a trip to a house that antedated the American Civil War. We were fascinated by the antiquated furniture and the post-war antiques. In one room, I found a rusty bronze music box that plays the national anthem. In the bedroom, I found a hand-sewn book containing an anthology of Civil War poems. In the bathroom, I discovered a pair of hand-blown glass bottles used for storing antibiotic pills and antiseptic. Perhaps the most interesting piece was an old box-styled camera, one of the first to use an aperture. It still worked. I never realized how interesting history could be. For that, I must thank my former wife, or should I say my present wife. They are now one and the same.